There are two types of appeals from zoning decisions. One is a zoning appeal, which is what I just described. The other is an appeal from the Board of Adjustment decision, which is a separate type of decision. And I'll talk about both of these. The zoning type of decision is based on an appeal of a zoning action by the city council. The city of Tyler is right now considering a proposal to zone a large area which is immediately adjacent to one of the nicer neighborhoods in the city of Tyler. And so the question becomes, if this zoning application is turned down, does that landowner have a right to appeal? So changes in the zoning of a particular tract of area are one of the types of appeals that we're going to talk about. Could be that the landowner is appealing a denial of an application. If the landowner that's applying in Tyler gets denied their zoning application, they may wish to appeal that determination. Or if the city council today granted that application, well, then maybe the neighbors in that neighborhood will appeal the grant. There's also, in the zoning laws, changes in zoning regulations. For instance, if you amended the residential zoning to allow student housing, or amended it to deny student housing. And so all of the residential areas in town are changed to do that change. And this is rarely the subject of litigation, and it may be not be a zoning case at all. That this is not the type of case where the zoning notice and the zoning procedures are applicable. A zoning case, which I'm going to talk about changes in a tract, changing the zoning for a tract, has to go first to the Plan Commission or the Zoning Commission. These commissions have different names in different cities, but the statute calls it a zoning commission, and I'm going to call it a zoning commission. The zoning commission has no power to change the zoning. That is key, because a challenge to what the P&Z does is not ripe. You can't have a lawsuit challenging what the P&Z does, because the P&Z can only recommend. It is essentially an advisory committee, but it has more powers than a merely advisory committee, and it is subject to the Texas Open Meetings Act. I think it would be anyway, but it specifically is made subject to the Open Meetings Act in the law. And that is because a zoning recommendation can lead to a supermajority requirement. If the zoning recommendation is to deny a zoning application, then it takes a supermajority to overrule that by the city council. So if we go to the city council, then this is where the actual decision is made, And therefore, it is where the zoning appeal would be made from. The decision is final. The city council makes a decision either granting or denying a zoning application, and that's a final decision. There are no further administrative appeals available. You don't have to do a motion for rehearing. You don't have to do anything at the city council. You've gotten your final decision. So it is ripe for appeal. And that's really the status of the appeal of the zoning deal.